I don't know. I haven't, well, as you can see, my hair is quite thin and it's straight and I can't, it will just come loose.
Mm-hmm. What would you call them? What different kinds of heating are there for houses?
The gas heaters, furnace, floor furnace, central heating, and perhaps some people still have the wooden burn stoves.
Mm-hmm.
You have the fireplaces that burn the wooden logs.
What do you mean a floor furnace?
Where the heating unit is located, the heat comes from the floor. You have openings, you know, you can have the wall furnace.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a floor furnace also, but most of the houses, the new houses have central heat.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the informal living room sort of?
Den.
Okay. What about a real fancy living room?
Formal living room.
And a house that has three or more rooms that are arranged just one right behind the other one?
Bungalow.
Okay. How does that look exactly?
What house that has?
Bungalow?
It's only a one-story house.
Mm-hmm.
Just a semi-modern type houses.
What do you call them? Is that the kind of house that you could stand in the front door and look straight out through the back door?
Oh, you are talking about an old kind of house, like houses that all together look like
mm-hmm.
shotgun houses.
Is that different from the bungalow?
Yes, it is. Because if I had known you were talking about that type of house, I never would have said bungalow.
What does a bungalow look like?
Well, this is more a home,
mm-hmm.
and it's, well, regular house to me, you know. I can't describe it any other way, but
a bungalow house has, is that, that's not just one room right behind
it? No, it isn't. So scratch that as a description of the house you were talking about, because I...
What other kinds of houses are there? What other names for, you know, specific designs?
Okay, well, colonial, Mediterranean, Old English, Cape Cod.
What's a Cape Cod?
Cape Cod, a house generally story and a half where the roof slants down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's styling of houses that you would find up at Cape Cod.
What's an Old English house?
Old English house basically can be either one story, two story, but you have columns, round columns in the front
mm-hmm.
of a house.
What would you call a house that's got two separate rooms or separate parts connected, sort of by a wide open hall?
Okay, duplex, a townhouse. Some townhouses are connected like that, but older.
Mm-hmm.
Houses would be duplex.
What do you mean townhouse?
Townhouse. Townhouses are houses that look like they are connected, that are very close together, that are, well, these are the latest type of dwellings that people are buying.
That actually, you own your townhouse?
Right, you do own your townhouse.
What would you call a cooperatively owned, let's say a large building where the residents own the building and share the expenses and...